Now, we're going to head east to New York. NPR's Robert Smith spent the day in the raucous Harlem Armory yesterday. He joins us now. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing great, and no offense to Cheryl. She's talking about the hometown pride for Barack Obama. They like to point out in Harlem that before he moved to Chicago, Barack Obama went to Columbia University and lived in East Harlem. So there you go.
Well, how did they process this spectacle yesterday?
Process is a tame word for it. It was an out-and-out party, everything from giant video screens on 125th Street. There were big events at the Schomburg Center for Black Culture and at the Apollo Theater. I went to a school children event at the Harlem Armory, and if you can imagine the sound of about 5,000 middle school students in a concrete bunker like the Armory screaming at the top of their lungs, you can imagine it not only hurt your ears, but it was a little hard to follow the inauguration with that much excitement in one place.
I wonder whether or not there was any kind of indication, Robert, from these kids that they might become more politically motivated and engaged as a result of the election of Barack Obama.
Well, you know, this entire event was put on by a charter school up there in Harlem called Democracy Prep, and they had taken on the election as an entire module of study. So they did Get Out the Vote. They did campaign events earlier on in the season. And in fact, the kids wanted to go to D.C. They couldn't make it happen. So they decided to organize this mostly themselves, which is amazing. So they were out at 6 in the morning, these middle school students, organizing this gigantic party for all these other schools. So, they've become a little involved in the political process. They've taken this on as their own.
I appreciate the time that you've given us, Robert. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was NPR correspondent Robert Smith. He joined us from the NPR studios in New York City.